All right, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Loewen. The next session of the Alberta Legislature will get up and running next week. And I guess the first question I got for you today here, Todd, is what are kind of some of your priorities kind of going into this next session here?
Well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things going on in Alberta right now, a lot of concerns with different things. And so I want to be standing up for rural Alberta and representing my constituents. That's number one. And obviously, you know, we have issues, like we have small businesses suffering, we have jobs issues, and so I want to be there in the legislature and holding the government to account and defending rural Alberta to the best of my abilities.
And one thing that we've talked about plenty of times before is, you know, some of the issues when it comes to rural health care. And I think we just saw a couple weeks ago where, once again, we saw the hospital in Fairview have some issues with, you know, doctor coverage and stuff right now. And, of course, we do have a new minister taking over the health portfolio now with Jason Copping now in there. Do you think is that another thing you're going to try to push for, is to get some more answers kind of on that file as well?
Absolutely. And obviously, this is an issue that's been going on for a long time. And we did find, small solutions, I guess small steps in the right direction here just recently on some of those shortages. But obviously, this is a chronic problem, and it needs to be dealt with. And I'll be looking forward to working with the new minister, and hopefully we can get some solution to that. Again, it's been a long-standing problem, but it definitely needs to be rectified. When we're sitting in rural Alberta and have our emergency department shut down, it's just unacceptable.
Another thing I've noticed, you put this on your Facebook page the other day, a letter you sent to the Justice Minister, Casey Mandy, regarding your police officers in rural Alberta. Why don't you tell us a little bit what kind of you're looking to see there?
Yeah, obviously there's a concern with rural crime. I mean, that's been a problem for a while too, and that's something, again, that's something on my list of things I want to be working on. And obviously with the situation with vaccine passports and things like that, and how it's affecting different groups of people like police officers and nurses and things like that. Obviously, we can't put ourselves in a situation where we're creating more problems by implementing some of these things that we definitely need to put a little more thought in to make sure we don't run ourselves short on different groups of people that we depend on to protect rural Alberta and actually all Albertans.
And, of course, just recently we saw yesterday, obviously, all the municipal elections that took place. And, you know obviously some of the communities that are covered in your riding have some kind of different-looking municipal councils out there, I guess. So when it comes to working with some of the different municipalities that are in the riding, what are kind of some things you're looking forward to working on with some of the new councils that we got here?
Yeah, you know what? Obviously, when it comes to municipalities, they're the they're, I guess, closest to their people because they're, you know, local government. And so I always look forward to meeting with them and hearing their concerns because they're so directly related to the people that they serve. And so, yes, there's been some changes, and that's it's good to see some changes. But there's still some people that are still in. That's great to see, too. I know there's I've always had a really good working relationship with the municipalities within the region, and I look forward to that continuing.
Definitely going to be some interesting times in Alberta politics over the next little bit. Central Peace Notley, MLA, Todd Loewen, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a great day.